The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, today would be the 75th birthday of Phil Lynott, and Henry McKean has been marking the occasion by meeting Thin Lizzy superfans, and he has sent us this report.
My name is Jimmy Koo.
Jimmy, tell us about how you fell in love with Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy.
When we heard the songs on the radio in America, when they were coming through FM radio, the way that those songs sounded were just so massive and so huge. Of course, we always thought they were from America. You know, Molly Hatchet, Thin Lizzy, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd. It just sounded like one of these American bands. And the music sounded so American. It never dawned on me as a young person that they weren't from America.
You're a musician. You know, today is an important day for you.
Philip is like a beacon, really, to a lot of us musically. I considered him the king of the underdogs. And I just feel like Philip was an understanding soul, an understanding person, and he was an accepting kind of guy. That's what I imagine. People always ask me if I've ever met him, and I've only met him in my dreams, you know? But of course, we really got to see a side of him through his mom. And Philomena was really a window into who he was and might have been, and we can piece together things. We know there are definitely elements of his character during certain times that were not great. Overall, I think Philip was a really neat guy. 75 years old, I hope that we would be painting his house or mowing his lawn or something for him right now. And, you know, having a cup of tea and making sure he's all right and, you know, picking him up at the pub when he wants to go home and stuff. That's what I would hope would be happening now.
Tonight you're playing in Brooksells with the statue outside, and there's tributes coming in.
Every Tuesday from
around the world.
Tonight I'll get to play more Thin Lizzy songs. Sometimes I just get to play a few, you know. But tonight I have license to say, we're playing the f***ing lot of it tonight, folks. You know what I mean? And no one can really tell me no. Because sometimes it'll bore the socks off folks. But now I'm like, nope, it's his birthday party, so I'm going to play about 12 Thin Lizzy songs, like it or not. But
Ken Sweeney, showbiz editor of the Irish Sun. Phil Lynott would have been 75 today. What does it mean for you, for the entertainment industry, his legacy?
I think the reason people are making such a big deal out of Phil Lynott turning 75 is he was taken from us so young. The guy died aged 36 in 1986. He was an incredible performer, black, Irish. He paved the way for U2. Thin Lizzy, you know, on Top of the Pops, doing Whiskey in the Jar. And then all that success later on, Live and Dangerous, and all those tours in America with Queen. He broke the ground, Phil Lynott. He was black, he was Irish. How difficult must that have been growing up in Crumlin in the 60s to be black and Irish? And yet he creates this legacy of music. And I think people are talking about 75 because Phil made two amazing solo albums which were totally different from Thin Lizzy, which had synthesizers on them. You know, like Old Town is always on the radio, and he had the talent of someone like Jimi Hendrix. And you just have to think, my God, if Phil Lynott had gone on, had he made more records? He wrote poetry. Phil Lynott had a book of poems. You know, he did solo albums. He was an amazing rock star and a great front man as well. I mean, and a bass player who's a front man. He certainly broke the ground for people like U2. Phil Lynott has a statue erected to him on Harry Street outside Brooksells in Dublin. His late mother, Philomena, used to go up. I mean, there can't be that many statues where the mother of the person the statue was dedicated to used to go and visit it. I mean, that's just incredible. But it shows you the level of love. And I mean, any rock star, Metallica, anyone you want to name, where do they go to now when they come to visit Dublin? They go to stand beside the Phil Lynott statue to get their picture taken with Phil Lynott.
But you know, Philip wanted to meet you, and he wanted to meet your sister, and he wanted to hang out, and he wanted to travel America, and he wanted to do the shows. And he wrote those great songs that truly captured the imaginations of people. You got to understand, for me, and it's all about it's lyrics, lyrics, lyrics. Philip wrote words that mean something. If you don't have great words in a song just really truly doesn't have longevity. You'll make me cry talking about this because I just love it to think about dads thinking about their youth and listening to it in the car. And then the kids hear these songs, and the songs are really colorful and like really, and the way Philip sang is really unique. It's almost like, it's like a character. It is a character. and the kids listen to it, and it catches their ear. And then I'm sitting in a pub, and there's some young, very young gal next to me or something, and she's like, "Do you know any Thin Lizzy?" And I'm like, "What? I would break down doors to play a Thin Lizzy song for you. How do you know about Thin Lizzy?" She's like, "My dad loves that." I'm like, "I love it. What do you want to hear?" She's like, "Sarah." And I'm like, "Ah, here we go." And we're playing Sarah. And I just, you know, or Jail, they know it all sometimes. It just warms the cockles of my heart. And I hope that we can make it continue.
Hi, I'm Shane Byrne, and I'm here on behalf of Brooks Hills. Yeah, it's a really important day. Thin Lizzy and Phil Lynott are really important to the bar, and we just wanted to mark today. So, you know, we're having in our rock bar, we have back-to-back playlists, and we actually have a tattoo artist coming in at 4:30. For anybody who wants to get a complimentary Thin Lizzy tattoo, they're more than welcome to join us.
Tattoo?
Absolutely, tattoos. We're doing flash tattoos from 4:30. And we brought on some of our partners, Monster Energy and West Cork Distillers, and everybody's got in together, and we're putting on a day to remember, because Phil Lynott would deserve it. You know, he was a legend in the rock scene and in the world scene, so he deserves it.
He died in 1986. All these...
January, it was basically 85. January, it was January 4th of 86, so it wasn't even really 86 yet. It was still 85, really, you know?
Basically 85.
Yeah. Yeah, we do his birthday party out at the Bloody Stream. The Bloody Stream is in Hoth. I'm sorry. It's the train station in Hoth. You couldn't make this up. Take the train to Hoth, walk off the train, and go to the gig. It's fantastic. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This year's the 25th of August. We start at 3 o'clock, and we have bands from all over. This year we got bands from Copenhagen, and of course lots of bands from Dublin. There's bands from Cork, and there's another band from way out west that wanted to come that couldn't. We got kids from Wicklow, and you know, there's just, and they all contact me, and they all want to play Philip's birthday party. But of course, I feel like I got to meet him, or really got to know part through his mom, through Philomena. She really took some time with me and some of us, and you could impart a lot through her about who Philip is and must have been.
You think that Phil Lynott is still everywhere?
Yes, yeah, he's omnipresent on this island, and the music's playing, and in the doctor's office when you go in, there's music playing in the grocery store when you go in, there's murals of him walking down the street, there's the big, huge End Racism thing there on, is it maybe Talbot Street?
I think Middle Abbey Street.
Middle Abbey, thank you, Abbey Street, yeah. And I love it that you'll just see a random painting of Philip, or you'll see there's these little stickers that people put around town very secretly of Philip. And it's like a calling card to the cool. It's like, oh, Thin Lizzy. It's like, come on over here.
I was chatting to Brian C. from the Temple Bar Music Centre and the Rock and Roll Museum and the Button Factory. And he said, when Philip used to be asked how does he feel to be black and Irish, he would reply, like a pint of Guinness. That's why you'd like to see him on his 75th with a white fro, then he'd really look like a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, I seen them in the National Stadium on South Circular Road. I think it was December 73.
Wow, what was that like?
Unbelievable. he was one of our best, I think, definitely. He was great. He had everything. Looks, style, charm, singer, charisma, stage presence.
He was a real true rock star.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
You live in Crumlin, and the fact that Phil grew up in Crumlin.
I've been in Crumlin since 1958.
Yes. You're from Spain. You posed with Phil Lynott just there.
I want to go to the grave of Phil Lynott.
You want to go to the grave?
Yes.
Paul Comiskey from Finglas, and big Thin Lizzy fan. First saw them in Slane Castle in 81. Saw him in Grand Slam as well then, after Lizzy finished. Really good, really good. Brilliant poet, brilliant lyricist. Songs are just so good.
So great memories. The fact that he would have been 75 today, does that fill you with sadness or celebration?
Well, it does. You know, when you think he's gone since 36, you know, that's terrible. You know, you don't think about that when you're 18 and 19 and 20. And then you get to 36 yourself and you say, my gosh, Phil Lynott was young when he died. You know, he did a lot in that time, but you think how much more could have happened.
Roll me over, turn me around. Let me keep spinning till I hit the ground. Roll me over and let me go. Run free in the rodeo. Here I go.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.